1 and a 2, and welcome to the Tales of Wombox podcast. This is episode 202. Yes. Spotlight on Marvel Comics Secret Wars, number 1, this time circa 2015. This time, it's serious.
And this time it's just Secret Wars.
Just Secret Wars, yes, exactly. I am Sheriff Mosby.
Well, that came out of left field. I didn't see that coming anywhere.
Yeah, I know. I like to do that once in a while.
I'm Deputy Dog. No, I'm Deputy Barney Fife. Well, what we have here is a comic book. Sorry. I'm going to nip it in the bud.
Anyway, let's see.
I'm Caleb, and I am not Sheriff Dog or Deputy Dog Deputy Barney Fife. So.
Sorry, I was like, I'm Chris Mosby. I was like, I've been having a Western theme this weekend, watching movies and shooting various things with my pistol. So that's the sheriff motif there.
I'm picturing Steve Martin in Parenthood when he does the kids' party, and he's a sheriff, and he shows up in those itty-bitty little chaps and the small cowboy hat.
I wasn't quite that prepared when me and my dad went out today.
Is he feeling better?
Yeah, he's doing good right now. Yeah. So he had another spell. He had to go to the emergency room, but this new doctor he's got is trying, and right now he's doing good. Just got to worry about him. Mom's having some surgery here in July, but we'll just go over that because that's way too depressing to talk about, right?
Well, then
she's okay though. So anyway,
back to comic books.
Little lead in for those that may not know. This is a new Secret Wars series, and this is a lot more serious than the original. Let's see. As Wikipedia says, it's a comic book storyline published by Marvel Comics. It recalls the original, similarly named 1984 to 85. God, 84, 85. That's a long time ago. Released on May 6, 2015, considering I actually bought the issues when they were coming out. That's wow. Written by Jonathan Hickman and drawn by Issad Ribic. Picks up from where the Time Runs Out storyline running in Avengers and New Avenger ends. And I won't be reading any more because then it won't be the point of reading it. So.
Yes, in those books, Dr. Doom, it kind of reminiscent of that issue of Secret Wars, the original series, when he acquires Powers of the Beyonder.
Oh, that's where that comes from. Okay.
Yeah, so this is has flavors of that, has an air of that particular moment or that issue in Secret Wars, where as Doom is wont to do, he goes for the ultimate power and then ultimately fucks it up. And
of course.
So, but he learned from his mistake, and Secret Wars issues 1 through 8 are the result. Basically, the end of all universes except for the 616, which is the main Marvel universe, and I think 6616, which is the ultimate universe, are the two at the end of that story, and he uses his powers, which he acquired by going back in time with the Molecule Man, who was also very powerful.
Ah, yes, and I remember him from the original.
And he steals all the people from those two worlds, and he creates Battle World. And he is the Lord Doom. He is God. He is the ultimate power on this planet. And he is so powerful that he was able to persuade Alex Ross to do covers for all these Secret Wars issues.
That is pretty powerful.
That's pretty damn powerful because Alex Ross, though the whore he is not actually doing a ton of covers lately. So outside of the Dynamite line of comics. So. This cover is freaking awesome, though.
It is.
Let's see. We've got Iron Man. We've got Oh my god, we got Spider-Woman. We've got a bunch of other. We got The Thing. We got Captain Marvel. We got Namor. We got Mr. Fantastic, Black Bolt. We have Ultimate Spider-Man. We have Machine Man. We have a bunch of other
Like, isn't
people
there two
who.
versions of Machine Man?
See, I was just thinking that myself, and it's possible. You know, again, it's the Ultimate Universe and the
Yeah,
616.
okay, so, yeah. I don't know anything about the Ultimate Universe, barely. I know it exists, that's about as far as it goes. Well, I know who the Ultimate Spider-Man character is, but that's it, really.
Well, yeah, just remember the Ultimate Spider-Man is not Peter Parker anymore. It's this kid Miles Morales, and let me see, and Mr. Fantastic is even a bigger douche in that universe than he is in the
Yeah, I
original.
remember reading that, and I was like, wow, really?
So this issue opens up with, as a lot of these multiversal comics. Oh, and the other thing to remember is that this also sounds like sort of like Flashpoint or Flashpoint. It affected all the regular titles in the Marvel Universe. They've all ended for the moment, or at least they all tie directly now into this series, and they all reflect the reality that Doom has created, where
Yes.
he's the ultimate ruler of, well, everything.
So this is their Flashpoint. They're gonna actually reboot everything.
Well, I think that what
They
they're
don't want to use that title, but that's at least my observation anyway.
I would agree. I would agree. We have obviously we haven't seen any of these new titles yet, and we won't till September, August. I don't know. What is it?
Actually, they're putting out a two-issue preview series called All New, All Different Marvel Universe, and it's going to have previews of what the new status quo is, and that comes out in July.
I think we should cover that.
Yes, I planned on it. I was going to mention that. Oh, by the
You'd admit
way.
it. By the way,
Yeah, oh, by the way.
we should do that. Okay,
Yeah.
well, this is written by, as you said, Jonathan Hickman, so it is dense. There's no question about that. It
Oh,
is
yeah.
intellectual, even to the point
Ooh.
that some panels and some things are read, at least by me, a couple times since I'm kind of a dingus and don't always get things the first time through. I want my
Oh.
comics. I want to be spoon-fed my comics.
Yeah, I
In
need
most.
to. I plan on reading it again at least once.
Well, here is time number two for you then. So we open with a black panel, not black people, but literally a black panel. We know so much more than we understand, it says in quotes, but we know so little. Many believe the white light you see when you die is a supercharged electric whimper of a desperate and dying brain. And we have a panel with Doctor Strange, Doctor Doom, and the Molecule Man. And then they're getting besorged by something off panel. Synaptic death, it says, but it's not. And Doom is looking at his own hand, which is glowing. And then we get a
Doom.
big
Oh, sorry.
that brilliant bright light is God. And they're standing on a platform. Awesome page. Awesome splash page. The three of them are standing on this very Kirby-esque looking platform, and the sky is.
So that's Doctor Strange, Adam Warlock, right? I think that's who that other one is.
No, it's Molecule Man.
Oh, Molecule Man, you said that already. My bad.
I did. It's okay.
Sorry.
And no, it's Molecule Man who came back to prominence during the original Secret Wars miniseries. So
That is correct.
he was a toss-away villain at that point. But Doom
Doom.
saw his guy was really, really freaking powerful. So anyhow. And the sky is split, and that is again reminiscent of the original Secret Wars when the Beyonder was talking to the heroes and the villains when they were on their space platforms. And Doom is standing there, basking in the glory of the Beyonders. We are beyond, dreamers, destroyers, all of reality, our whim. Who dares stand before us? I, Doom, he says. And very cool close-up of his mask again. And as we always get in a Hickman book, we have a splash, a white page that says, "The universe is dying. only two universes remain. Today, Earths collide. Big white page. All of Hickman books. You pick up any Hickman book, it has these pages in it. And it's Manhattan, Earth 1610. I'm sorry, I earlier said 1616, but it's actually 1610. That's the ultimate Earth. The incursion event is imminent. The Triskelion from the event from Captain America Winter Soldier. No, I'm kidding, of course. headquarters of this Earth shield, and we have ultimate Nick Fury, Black Samuel Jackson, with behind him Hawkeye, who Jeremy Renner. You tell me the world is ending. I wonder if you think I'm blind and tell me it's ending today. Well then, Richards, I want to know how long we got left. I cannot even do a Samuel Jackson. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But the way to tell the difference between when the Ultimate Universe people talk and when the regular universe people talk mm-hmm. is they have lowercase letters in their dialogue.
Ah, okay.
I know. That's a Bendit thing.
Gotcha. Oh, no, I didn't even catch that before. But yeah, I see. That makes sense. Yeah, that two-issue series I was talking about comes out on July 1st, so it's not too far off.
Oh, so that's just before San Diego. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that will be not this coming Wednesday, but the Wednesday after.
The one just before the 4th of July. For those of us who are American, mm-hmm. That is a Saturday this year, so we get a Friday off.
I don't know if I will or not. We'll see. I'll have to see.
Oh, I will.
More than likely, I will.
So we are in the city, home of the Cabal, and the Children of Tomorrow, currently residing in Manhattan. And we have Reed Richards in his bug helmet talking to a holographic Nick Fury. Everything dies, General Fury. In fact, much of what could be defined as existence already has died. Now all that remains is our universe and theirs. What follows, this incursion between our Earth and their Earth will begin very soon, in minutes perhaps. How long will it take? How long will it last? That, General, depends on no small number of variables, and how good are you at eliminating them. So this is it. So basically, they're having a little intellectual conversation about the end of the world, and Richards is saying, I can save us. And Nick Fury's like, I do not trust this douchebag. And Hawkeye's like, we can't trust him either. And I think that is Coulson standing behind Fury. But that's just an unnamed S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, I'm sure.
Very possible, yeah.
Has a Coulson-esque book about him. Mm. And Fury's basically saying, send everything in, everything we got. The Triskelion has launched all their ships. Maker, says Richard's computer sidekick, who is not Herbie the robot. Mm. They'll attack preemptively. The other Earth will respond. And while they play, we will be hard at work on the things that actually matter. What is our current estimated time of completion? City. So his sidekick is actually the city. Undetermined. They first started... Oh, anyhow, he became a bad guy. I think it was like Ultimate Evil or Ultimate the Disruption.
I wonder about that. Yeah, because Fury said he was a 1,000-year-old megalomaniac or something like that in a kid's body or something to that effect.
Yeah, and there was a period, there was the city that they're in right now. Its time was sped up.
Mm. Interesting.
Hello.
Hello. Caleb dropped. Getting him back on.
He dropped out.
Yeah. Oh, there you are. You back?
Hello.
You back?
Yeah, I never left.
Oh.
That was weird.
Well, you dropped on my end, but recording's back, and now we have Murray.
Hello.
Hello, Murray. Barely started.
All righty.
Secret Wars number one.
Excellent.
Page me on.
Murray's in the house.
Yes, he is.
Okay, man, I got all the multiple covers on my copy. Let's see, where are we at?
Murray sounds thick, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's maybe allergies. Maybe spring fever.
Yeah, I've...
Cat scratch fever. cat scratch.
Four, five, six. We're on page 7.
Alrighty.
Alrighty.
So.
Let me check the recording. It is recording. Yeah. Okay, good.
So, basically, Murray, we have established that the Reed Richards of the Ultimate Universe talks in lowercase letters and is kind of a megalomaniac douche. So.
Yeah, he is. He always has, well, maybe not always, but that was established a while ago, wasn't it, I think?
Which, of the Ultimate Universe, Richards was a douchebag? Yes. Yeah. They even had a mini-series about him becoming a bad guy, and I couldn't remember the name of it, but I just decided to call it Ultimate Evil.
I like it.
Yeah. I should have written it. Damn it.
Damn it.
My bad.
Damn it, Jim.
Damn it, Jim. I'm a megalomaniac, not a doctor. Hey, all right.
All right now.
Basically, he says Thanos is wondering why, or Thanos is wondering why Richards lied to Nick Fury about there being any hope of there being any of them saving the universe. And he says they'll fight a little harder, and won't that be fun for you and your cabal to watch? And we have Thanos, Terax, and Black Swan.
Well, is that who that? Okay.
Yeah, that's her. She's a character from the Hickman Avengers books, right, Murray?
Okay.
Black Swan. I'll take your word for it.
I thought you were reading those. Okay, my bad.
No, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. So, you humans, in your unseemly theatrics, there is no honor in running from death. People should know when their time is up, says Thanos. And we can tell that he's Thanos from Earth 616 because he has all uppercase letters in his dialogue box bubble.
Interesting.
And we get our title page, Secret Wars, number one, The End Times. Writer and designer, Jonathan Hickman. Artist, Asad Ribic. Ribic. Color artist, Ivy Svortchin. Svortchina. Wow. Lots of misplaced consonants in this guy's name. Letters, Chris Eliopoulos. Production, Idette Winokur, and the cover by Alex Ross. And there are a bunch of variant covers, which you said you had.
Yes.
Chris, Simone Bianchi, and Simone Peruzzi did one. Jim Cheung and Justin Ponzer did another. John Tyler Christopher did one. Amanda Connor and Paul Mounts did along with him. Butch Geis and Andy Troy did one. And Asad Ribic did another. And Scotty Young did one, which I would like to see, actually. And Chip Zdarsky did the final one. I'd like to see the Scotty Young one, but that's just because I'm a Scotty Young.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I'll share that one. One of them is a mock-up of the Secret Wars toys, and it has a Spider-Man and a Secret Shield, and it's the black costume. It's pretty cool. I'll share that with y'all.
I like those covers that Marvel's been doing recently where they're the toys. They're kind of cool. And we get, as we do with all the Hickman Marvel books, we get a cast page. We get the Illuminati, Doctor Strange, Doc Green, the Hulk with the Mohawk, Black Bolt, Black Panther, Beast, Amadeus Cho. My favorite. Amadeus Cho rocks! Then we have Doctor Doom and Molecule Man over there to the side. The Avengers, Spider-Man, Thor, Captain America. It's the Sam Wilson one. Black Widow, Spider-Woman, Manifold, Captain Marvel, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, She-Hulk, and Pod. The Fantastic Four, which are a lot more than four, which is the Thing, Human Torch, Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, Valeria Richards, and Franklin Richards. The X-Men, Storm, Iceman, Cyclops, Nightcrawler, Colossus, and the Nation X Sentinels. I don't know those ones. I'm sorry. Guardians of the Galaxy, of course, Star-Lord, Drax, Rocket Raccoon, Groot, and Gamora. Inhumans, only Medusa and Inferno. Then we have some 1610 Ultimate Universe characters. Nick Fury, Hawkeye, the Maker, or Reed Richards, the City, Iron Man. Who is that? The Children of Tomorrow. Isn't that a song by U2? Never mind.
It might be.
We have the their Jean Grey, Cloak, Dagger, Kitty Pride, their Wolverine and Spider-Man, and the Cabal, who are from 616 but are residing currently on 610.
Good Lord. You need a Venn diagram or a Visio presentation or something to keep track of all this. But anyway,
I was right. Swan, Arax, Namor, Proxima Midnight, Maximus, very cool character, by the way, and Corvus. How the hell do you pronounce it?
Glaive. I don't know. Glaive. Glaive's a pole arm weapon. It's like a long staff with a extra long blade on it, I think. That's what a glaive is.
Wasn't there a glaive in The Princess Bride?
Seems like it.
Ooh.
Oh, man. You know, I am so out of touch with this universe. I'm kind of looking forward to the quote-unquote non-reboot that they're coming up with.
All right.
The only thing I read is Daredevil, so.
Oh, not for long.
Yeah, I know. Much to my dismay. Anyway, continue.
So, we are at the incursion point, which, of course, is Manhattan, and it's Earth 616, and we have all our traditional heroes flying up to take on the Earth 1610 helicarriers as they are incursioning on Manhattan from their Manhattan. And we told the truth. We informed the various world leaders that we had learned that morning, what we had learned that morning, and that we watched as they told their nations. It was the Chancellor in Germany, the Prime Minister in Britain and Japan, etc., etc. No one believed them. How could they? And, yeah. And they were just men and women, and people need to believe in something more. Okay, says Spider-Man. Everyone get off the street. Get someplace safe. I've got this.
I love that. That's probably one of my favorite panels. It's like, I've got this.
I got this. Sure, what the hell. And then we get the Baxter Building. Looks like the situation's gone from bad to worse. To worse.
Ever-loving blue-eyed thing.
He is ever-loving. And he is blue-eyed. Well, at least in this universe, he's blue-eyed. In the movie universe.
Yeah.
Well. And he's carrying the box and says, are we ready to go? Torch, the supplies are prepped and we're almost done packing, Ben, says Johnny Storm. But looking over the lab specs, are we sure we need all this food? Then we got a bearded Mr. Fantastic talking to his buxom blonde bride. When we realized mankind was doomed, we built this life raft in the hope of restarting the human race. Hydroponics is an excellent medium-range solution, Johnny, but it's not going to matter if our entire specially chosen science team starves to death in the first month. Speaking of, what's the ETA of our real cargo, Susan, says the Black Panther. They're due any minute, T'Challa. Is that how it's pronounced, T'Challa?
I believe so.
That's how I pronounce it.
Okay, well.
I guess we won't know for sure until the Black Panther movie comes out.
Well, there was a cartoon.
Oh, was there? Oh, okay.
So, what do you call it? Black Widow and Spider-Woman are flying in a mini helicarrier carrying in some scientists, which look like it's Amadeus Cho and the Beast. And how did the exfiltration go, they're asked. We just spent an hour literally pulling families apart, so it went exactly as expected, says Black Widow, and no one is taking it well. Two of the scientists even changed their minds and decided to stay here. I'm sending you the final passenger list now. Natasha says 5 minutes, and we lost doctors May and Zhang. They stayed behind. Specialists in chemistry and physics. Thank God they were redundancies, so we should be okay. Let's start the launch countdown, T'Challa. Can you? Yes, I got it. Don't worry about it. The scenario's manifold. You get that. Mm-hmm. Two scenarios manifold. You get that. One, everything goes as planned. We launch with our resurrection team, and you teleport on board, and we are off. Two, everything goes wrong, and then I save the day, says Manifold. I understand. I'm ready to turn this thing on. I'm going to get this party started. And... Captain Marvel and War Machine are going up against Earth 1610 Iron Man. Fury, this is Stark. And the way you know it's 1610, again, the lettering of the dialogue bubbles. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a different font. That's very subtle. I didn't notice it the first time.
Well, thank God I'm here to help you with these things.
Yes, thank God.
You would have been so confused.
I would.
You would. Now, Murray, on the other hand, did he join late? So I don't know if he was confused or not.
I picked up on it slowly.
No, I totally missed that.
it's the dreadlocks.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, extra neuron perceptors?
Totally.
Oh, man, I'm screwed. I just got a haircut yesterday.
Yeah, you got the dreads pointing at the sky at the right way.
Damn it.
And they're like satellite receptor things.
Well, all right, then.
Things. Okay, Fury, this is Stark. We've engaged the other Earth and are meeting heavy opposition. No large-scale response to our fleet. We're pretty outnumbered on the metahuman front. You want to impart some of that tactical acumen you're famous for?
Yep.
There are no second chances or prolonged windows of opportunity here, Mr. Stark. Overwhelming force is what's called for. Just win, baby. Understood. Okay. Initiate Iron Man 6. Look out. Oh, God, run! It's okay.
Now,
you can breathe.
One thing I found interesting, the fact that he used the word metahuman. Isn't that always been a DC term?
I have no idea.
Seems like, because they were using mutants exclusively, and I think they might have gotten even some kind of, I don't know, but they started using metahuman back during Invasion, it seemed like. And I've never seen that in a Marvel comic before. I could be wrong. Anyway, just something of absolutely no consequence.
Oh. Welcome to the new age, Mr.
Yes.
Mosby.
Yes.
And the Earthbound, not quite galactically powered heroes are doing what they can on the ground to save people. And in swoop, everyone's favorite, Guardians of the Galaxy. See that big robot thing in the sky? That's the one you and Drax want to focus on, Rocket, says Star-Lord. What? Where? Oh, you mean the massive tacky red and gold thing that basically says, hello, I was built by a giant tool. Please, oh God, please shoot me out of the sky, says Rocket. No problem. And I can actually hear what's-his-name's voice in my head when I'm reading that.
It's funny.
It's well done. Our enemy fades, and the wind is shifting in our favor, Thor. Now, with me, says Storm. Aye, Storm, says she, Thor. Aye, Storm, and if this is the end, let us call forth the power of the heavens themselves and strike. And they blows up a Earth 1610 helicarrier.
Yay.
And Black America says, hello, Iceman, look, Sentinels. Are they friend or foe?
What did you just say?
And you heard me.
I hadn't heard that before. That's kind of funny. Okay, continue. Oh.
Was it just me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Murray stayed on.
Oh, huh. I wonder what the deal is.
I don't know.
It is weird.
That's all right. We're still rolling. We're waiting on you.
Dead air. Okay, so I don't know, Falcon American. Whatever the hell they call him. He's asking Iceman if Sentinels are on their side. Their formation X is Iceman. And the Sentinels fall down, go boom. No, they try and help people, which is very un-Sentinel-like.
Mm-hmm.
And they're taking heavy losses, the 1610. And in come Groot. And I'm trying to go a little faster here in case we drop again. By the way,
that's cool.
Right. Nice shooting, Drax. There goes $1 billion worth of red and gold crap. I am Groot. I do remember when comic books were only $1 worth of crap.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. And see that hero? Time to call for backup, says Captain Marvel. Or maybe maybe you're just done for the day. Magnifies it anyhow. So we get a lot more fighting. We get a fastball special with Colossus throwing the Hulk at a helicarrier.
Kaboom!
The fastball special is impossible.
Yes, sir. That's just awesome.
It is.
That's got to be tough. Hulk is a heavy dude.
Yes, he is.
Well, they've gone toe-to-toe on occasion, Colossus and the Hulk.
So. Yes, they have.
And they get Hulked, the Triskelion, totally. And there's She-Hulk and Colossus. Why don't they go pop? That shouldn't be pop. That should be Bamf. Oh, a bad lettering choice there, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it was. You're right.
What the what?
Somebody needs to be smacked.
They really do. Chris Eliopoulos is much better than that. Mm-hmm. And somehow, of course, Hawkeye and Fury are the only two survivors in the Triskelion. And then we get Richard saying, how goes the war? Oh, best war ever, says Fury. We failed to secure the incursion site on the other Earth, so you're just going to have to launch your doomsday world killer weapon and hope for the best. And as much as I hate to admit it, says Fury, we've failed. And She-Hulk, Hulk, Colossus, and is that an Iron Man behind them? I don't know. Are finishing pushing over the Triskelion. Mm-hmm. Darkest moment of a dark life. And I swear I never once thought I'd go out like this. Make sure you finish the job, Maker. Finish implies that your task was uncompleted, General. It implies a failure of action or understanding of purpose. Let me assure you, this was always how it was going to end. You bought us no little bit of time, and that was remarkable for one whose time has long passed. And we see some of the Earth 1610 kid heroes. Looks like Jean Grey, Kitty Pryde.
That's a great one, isn't it?
What? Let me show you what I built on your ruins, says the Maker. And boop. Mein Gott, look, says Nightcrawler. Whatever that is opening. Oh, I'm sorry, that was more Chekhov than Nightcrawler.
That's
all whatever.
Right. That's
okay. So yeah, the Hulk seems to have shrunk. He's not that much taller than Nightcrawler in this particular panel.
Well, you know, he did just topple over a big building. He might be a little exasperated right now.
He's drained. Mm-hmm. I'm spent. And we have holographic the Maker, or Richards, talking to what's his name? I'm having a brain freeze all of a sudden.
Maximus, what did you call him?
Yes, Maximus and Namor. Says the diversion has run its course. Is the build completed? Your specially bred engineers erected a temporal bubble to buy themselves time, but they have not yet emerged. It seems your fastest is not fast enough, and you continue to disappoint in two worlds, says Namor. Do something, City. Yes, Maker. We've bent space and time to build a perfect society. Now it's time to reveal what secrets we hide in the dome. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
When you watch our doomsday weapons send our children along to guide the way. Guide its way. And
oh, what the?
What?
I'm going forward too far, sorry.
That's okay. So a bunch of ships come out of the top of the city and show these primitive people the future they could have had. And there is Miles Morales running into something. And he's all, huh? What the? My kid's favorite phrase. What the? And we're back in 616, and we have Medusa and Black Bolt, who I thought was dead. Prepare yourselves. The other Earth has launched a second attack. They got Black Bolt. Who are these guys? What are they? Says Iceman. I don't know, says Doc America, whatever. But I have to find out. He's cut off. And more blowing stuff up. And the villains are watching this all on TV.
This was awesome.
So it's a little... To Lizard, cold-blooded.com, blah, blah, blah. Like all of you, I dreamed of a glorious end. Me, standing over the vanquished, as the world looked up in envy. But it seems time, that fickle mistress, has robbed us all of such an opportunity. So I say this, if the world is truly ended, let it end thusly, with drink and joy at the sight of our enemy's greatest failure. Please join me for our most raucous celebration at that place where we met that time for the thing. I'm buying. Sincerely, Wilson Fisk. And we have Bullseye and Wilson Fisk and Sandman. And
is he a bad guy again? Like
Sandman, yes.
Must be. Okay.
New Scorpion, Absorbing Man, all standing around, drinking their asses off at the end of the world, which I think that's probably what I would be doing as well. Mm-hmm. And in walk, gentlemen, they say that when you die, you can't take it with you, which begs the question, exactly what am I going to do with all these bullets?
Asked
the
punter. Love it.
That's a great panel.
It is. It is. That is awesome.
And he clacks his weapon, and we can only presume that he just blew them all away. Mm-hmm. And Baxter Building, and here comes the carrier with all these super scientists on it, driven by Black Widow. And they're under fire, and they're not going to make it. They're gone, Reed. We've lost this resurrection team. T'Challa, I'm sorry, Eden, T'Challa says to Manifold. It's option two. Your powers through this machine will help us find the survivors that we need. Brace yourself. This is going to hurt. Do it, says Manifold. And bright lights, big city. Alert, Professor. There is 89% chance perimeter that our defense perimeter will be breached by the hostiles in the next minute. And we have Cyclops riding along with a sentinel. A minute will be more than enough for the Phoenix Egg to hatch. The Phoenix Egg is ready to hatch. There you are, old friend, says Cyclops. Remember me? Remember how this feels?
I forgot about that.
I totally did as well. And Cyclops gets phoenixed again. It's love. Drax hates this. Drax hates Earth. You're telling me, big guy, says Rocket. Center of the universe, my ass. This place is a giant stinking pile of... No.
Oh, Rocket. Damn. He got a big hole blown in him.
He did. About time.
They had to kill Rocket. That's just not good.
He did. And Quill disappears from the fight, and we're left with Drax and Gamora facing off against bald characters who are, I guess, are the children of the revolution or children of whatever. And then She-Thor disappears, and Spider-Man of 616 disappears. And
very reminiscent of Contest of Champions, isn't it?
It is. It's also reminiscent of the start of Secret Wars when they kind of all get pulled together.
Is that how that? Oh yeah, they all went into a. They went into a big building and then disappeared. That's right.
Big domey thing, and then Captain Marvel gets disappeared, and we're out of time. We have to go now, says Richards, and this is Richards of Earth 616. Good God. And a bunch of characters are being led into a little carrier there. We see the Thing, the T'Challa, the Richards children. I mean, he made me cut Manifold loose. He made me promise not to, Reed. He believes he can still make this work. He believes he can still find what we need. Are you sure you want to stay, Eden? And Manifold's like, yes! Go. And he's glowing. And hold on one sec.
Wow.
And the top of the Baxter Building opens up, and this is that craft there, that is reminiscent of Secret Wars
when yes, they were on their
platform.
It looked just like that, didn't it?
It did. They get life rafted off, and they're going up, and we get some more Earth 1610. Richard said, "Some people call it theft, Thanos, but if you take something and make it better, well, I've always believed a bit of appreciation and no." small bit of gratitude are in order. After all, it's not every day that you really learn something. And Thanos, would you say the apocalypse has taught you, Maker, that some things refuse to die? Listen to me. You can't kill an idea. Says, I assume that's Cyclops.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all, it always comes back, resurrected, or reborn into a different form. And he gets ported away as well by Manifold, who, despite the fact that he's phoenixed out, Manifold is more powerful than him. And he's in the raft with She-Thor, Captain, anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
All the characters got ported away. And there's Ben Grimm with the two Richards kid hanging onto him in the background. Nice touch. And we're back on the ship. The planet's surface is fracturing. I think this is everyone we're going to get, Reed. Okay, everyone strap in, says Reed Richards. Are we going to make it? Yes, barely, says T'Challa. That doesn't sound good, as a big rumbling noise outside the ship. I don't know what's going on, but should that be happening? Should we be shaking like this? Where are we? 92%?
Wow.
Still in the raft safety threshold. The shield is holding. The center point of their incursion gives us our best chance to... And lightning strikes down. Lots of lightning. Crack. Boom. Take a drink. Oh, wrong show. Sorry.
Did it anyway.
Did it anyhow. We've been hit, says T'Challa. Hull breach. And pieces of the ship are flying away. Reed, Susan, and the others, your children. No, look, see, my wife is the strongest person I know. She's got them shielded in. We can see that Ben Grimm, Sue Richards, and their two kids are in a piece that's broken away from the life raft. T'Challa, you'll need to drop this section of the shield, then I can pull them back. He's stretching as Richard stretches out his arm. The forces that play out there, Richards, you only have a few seconds before the entire raft is compromised. Can you do... Yes, he says.
I can't do it.
Holy crap. Since when is she in S.H.I.E.L.D.? That's next page. Uh-oh. Long pause.
I hear it dropping.
I hear him dropping too. Hold on.
Kabloom.
Okay. All right. 1 second, everyone. Yeah, bringing him back. Very strange. Very, very strange. I like how these are all been for dramatic effect, too. I think he's doing it on purpose.
I know, right? When you... Yeah.
And we're calling. Hold on, folks. We're getting him back. With all these reality-bending energies going on, we're having a little bit of trouble in the time bubble.
True.
In the raft. Calling. I blame subspace fluctuations. That's what's going on here. My question is, they show her on a page and she's got a S.H.I.E.L.D. outfit on, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on there. I didn't know she was in S.H.I.E.L.D. And we're calling. We're not. Okay. Try again.
No freaking.
Yeah, I know. That's weird. That it's only right, happening to you. Anyway.
So she became a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent in the current issues of the Avengers books.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, so he's trying to reach out to them, and he fails.
Yeah. My question was, when did she become a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent?
In recent issues of Avengers.
Ah, you said that. Okay, you said that. All right, go ahead. Continue.
I did. All right, so Richards fails to grab them. He gets pulled back into the ship by Captain Marvel, and the worlds collide. It says, you spend your entire life looking for that one perfect someone, and when you find her, you think you'll never know of anything more. Then you have children, and you realize what a fool you were to believe that, and now you have lost everything. We have all lost everything my entire life. I believed in better days ahead. I believed in tomorrow. I had that belief in my heart, a stronghold against a world that devours hope. We have dooms. face mask. But now the walls have fallen. I have been overrun. Wow. And I hope, big black page, and I hope, I believe, in nothing. That's really cool. I like that. And the Marvel Universe, 1961 to 2015. The Ultimate Universe, the year 2000 to the year 2015.
Yeah, it wasn't until then that I realized that they were absolutely serious with this shit, that this wasn't just a gimmick by them.
A little quick epilogue. We have a Next and a big crash ship on the, which is the life raft, it looks like. And that's it.
Wow. I need to want to read the rest of these now.
It's
I've been getting them. I just haven't read any.
This is what an event is supposed to be. This is crisis level goodness. This is original Secret Wars goodness. I can't think of any others that are on top of my head that are really of this quality.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I mean, all the events that happened in the last 30 years.
So, question. Well, that's interesting. I was looking at the Battle World one. Oh, my. Huh. So, which one of these, I mean, any of these little, these other series are worth looking at? Or is it just the main one you're reading?
I read everything.
Okay.
A couple of Old Man Logan is really good.
Okay.
The main series is really good. What else? What else is really good? Future Imperfect book is pretty good.
I bet.
What else? The Secret Wars Journal book has been good.
Okay.
What else? Extinction Agenda one was really good.
Oh, interesting.
The Marvel Zombies one was really good.
Oh, good lord.
I know. Let's see. What else has been really good? Thor's is really good. The Thor Core.
Okay.
The other ones are good. I mean, there's some really great ones. I can catch you up later on that if you want, but
okay, cool, sweet.
Enjoying the Armor Wars one was also very good.
Looks like I don't have too many of those downloaded. As many as I thought. All right, well, that was interesting. That's some serious stuff, boys and girls. With all the fluctuations of energies, it knocked Caleb off 3-4 times now. I mean, that's big time.
But it still came back.
He came back, though. Yeah, we were able to grab him back. Thanks to
old, new, and improved.
Mr. Fantastic reached his big, stretchy arm out and grabbed him. Wow!
Oh, at least it was his arm.
This is true. That would have been disturbing otherwise. Well, I've totally lost track of how long we've been on because, you know, we've had to start it a couple times, but we've probably at least done an hour's worth.
It's okay. My computer's dying anyhow, so
that's all right.
It's been an hour. It's been 1 hour. So
yeah. Okay. Oh, pardon me. Oh, I'm tired. I wore myself out today.
We lost a Chris and gained a Murray. My bad.
There you go. All right. So we'll be looking forward to July 1st. That. Preview. I do know that the most that they've talked about is they're redoing Iron Man. Looks like it's going to be an amalgamation of the two universes, and should be interesting. But anyway, so as always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com, or you can join us on the Facebook page and talk there with our motley band of comic book lovers. Or you can comment on the actual episodes. Yes, exactly. or you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is all for this week. And we are out.